And what an awesome time, Rod, with Judith Hill. Incredible with This Is It, with Michael Jackson.
Exposed. She's amazing.
We're going to take her on into Exposed section with John and Mariana and Monique. So let's go to our Exposed segment with John and Mariana.
Thanks, Dad. This is John and Mariana, and we are Exposed, handling the Worship Factory for the college age group, college kids. And we're actually in studio with two guests today, which is really awesome, Judith Hill and Andre Salif.
Salif.
I was gonna say, there's like 17 different ways we've heard it today.
Pretty much. But I actually, oh my gosh, I was listening to you on the other segment, and you were talking about your college years, and I was kind of interested about wanting to know more about that, about, because I live within walking distance to CalArts, which has always been really experimental, and I just want to know if there were any, like, experimental moments or stuff that you did.
You know, college was amazing because it's like an environment where you're just surrounded, like, especially being in a music conservatory, you're surrounded by all these musicians, and you guys basically work like 24 hours around the clock. So
does it get really technical or?
Yeah, it's technical, but it's also just, it requires a lot of practice hours. You're like in the practice room, like, I just remember being in the practice room all night, like, till,
so that
like,
was your
8
life.
In the morning. Yeah, oh, it was my morning. It's like being a nursing, you know, major. It's very intense, but it's the best way to learn because you're just, it's like hands-on and you're, it's like a boot camp. Like,
yeah.
Extreme boot camp.
Music boot camp, yeah. That's pretty awesome because people think that music is just, you know, oh, he's just too lazy or she's just too bored or.
Oh, no, you got to put a lot of work into it. Yeah, it's a lot of hours and it pretty much consumes your whole thing.
That is awesome. Did you ever have any moments where you were, you know, offered a gig or to audition for something, you kind of like, oh, I can't, I have this exam.
I had to basically just be a student at the time. I did do some gigging and as much as I could, but it got really hard. I know sometimes I would try to be in the studio with different producers and they'd want to work till like, you know, 3 or 4 in the morning, and it's like I've got an 8 o'clock class, and so it that was a bit too intense. So I when I was in school, I was basically a student, but I did do some work outside.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool.
And back to what Mariana said, that a lot of people kind of look at creative arts, I think, as a whole as, oh, those are the people that just don't want to actually go work.
Those are the hippies.
Yeah, those are
the, I guess. I mean, I am a hippie, but still, I mean, that's not.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that.
Well, you're the Xbox kid, so pretty good.
That's right. And that's what's cool is the cool thing what we have in studio today is actually a phenomenal singer and a phenomenal artist. I mean, someone who I'll let him tell a little bit about what he does too. Andres, what exactly do you do?
Thanks. Right now, I'm doing writing and storyboards for a TV show called The Regular Show.
I love
that show. Cartoon Network.
That's good.
Thanks.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun to work on, and we get to go in and just have fun, write jokes and draw, and that's what I'm doing right now.
So you just get to doodle all day, really?
Yeah, there's some, you know, like, it's doodling, but you still kind of have to.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring it down like that. I didn't mean to say, oh, you just doodle all day. But
well, I mean, we that's what we try to make it look like we're doing.
That's funny.
That is pretty cool. So you went to college too, right?
Yeah, I went to CalArts for character animation.
Very cool. Very cool. Did you ever have moments too where you got gigs and or you know, you got a project that you had to take down, you know, kind of say no to?
That I had to say no to?
Because of school, maybe.
Because of school. Yeah, there was just, you know, some friends with that were developing like TV show ideas and stuff and asked me to do like intros and, you know, stuff like that. And I just didn't have time to do it 'cause I was working on my own stuff.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. And tell me again, you're working on a fundraiser right now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's a fundraiser to benefit victims of human trafficking, and it's an art auction, and a lot of friends and other artists have donated artwork to the auction, and it's going to go towards. Two organizations. One of them's called Zoe, and the other one's called She Dances. And Zoe is one that does work in Thailand, and then She Dances is one that does work with women in Honduras.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So the proceeds to all of that goes towards helping these women.
Yeah, the proceeds to the auction. And it's going to be in Valencia at Real Life Church and in the coffee house. And, yeah, it should be an awesome event.
That is awesome. You're listening to KKLA 99.5. We're here in studio with Judas Hill and Andres Salaf. What origin does that come from, Salaf?
My mom's from Chile, and my dad is he's from New York, but his origin is a Russian Jew.
Wow, that's awesome! It's quite a combo, and you've got a cool mix too, right?
My mom's from Japan, and my dad is African American.
That is awesome. That's cool. Really cool.
That's really cool. Out of curiosity, how do both of you, being Christian artists, how do you feel, and how do you find it important to speak to the creative, like, of our age group that aren't necessarily doing it yet, that are kind of in college? And as you said earlier, Judith, you know, you were surrounded by all these great people, and so you didn't really want to get involved. You were kind of afraid, I guess. Would that be fair to say? You didn't really, you know, pushed off.
Oh, you mean like going into, like, you know, work outside school?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to do it all, but it was just too difficult with the time. And it was actually, you know, college is such a good time because it's your training ground. And then after I graduated, I found that it was kind of the wild, wild west. And you had to kind of trail your own path. And I guess I just started to, you know, tour and travel. And it's hard because you have to be persistent, you know, and find those opportunities.
Yeah, sometimes college it gets kind of quote-unquote easy because they draw a map for you, so you have to do A, B, and C.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about anything else, but I guess.
Yeah, I thought it was probably some of my best easier years when it comes to just everything just being there for you and having this amazing community and support. And then all of a sudden you graduate and
you're like, whoop! Like,
yeah,
you've got to go.
Yeah, you got to
go and fly.
Yeah, it's, you got to be a lot more on guard, and you know, it's the real life afterwards. Actually, I think I've experienced it more because my college in particular was like this bubble, and it was like this safe haven feeling. So
that is awesome.
Did you get that same feeling over at CalArts?
CalArts is pretty out there. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty out there, but the animators are for the most part just sitting at their desks with their heads like down the whole time, and everybody else is, you know.
Wasn't it? It was started by Walt Disney.
Yeah, Walt Disney is the combination of the Chouinard Institute and the Amundsen School of Music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So did you have any crazy moments? You know, where you kind of, though, that's SoCal Arts or anything like that, and any eccentric moments?
I'm trying to think. I mean, a lot of the time we were just, like, working, and there'd be, you know, like, loud bass coming in from outside because everybody's partying. And, you know, we just had to...
That doesn't sound like college kids at all. We don't party. No, college kids don't party at all.
Andres, you were actually, you're involved, you were talking about Real Life Church and stuff. You're involved with the Renovate, correct?
Yeah, I was in Renovate, which was a men's retreat to try to get our relationships with God closer, and it was great.
You recommend it?
I would recommend it. Yeah,
that's good.
It helped me a lot, and it's actually where where I learned about the whole topic and of human trafficking, and that's where the origin of this auction came to be. So
also it all spawned out there.
Yeah, it's I've kind of been drawn by God to getting closer to just like helping people and stuff like that, and I think it's a great cause to combat human trafficking. So
absolutely, it's definitely a subject that not a lot of people our age really get into, and you know, we need to be more aware of and proactive of making that cease.
I've seen the movies, and I know I've seen it. It scares me.
Yeah, it's scary. You know, Taken, for example, you know, a really good movie.
Yeah, Taken.
But,
totally,
good example of that. But
we're all movie buffs. So. Sure, yeah. Judith's over here smiling. She's like, oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Get the popcorn.
But what's next for you guys? Judith, you know, Andreas, what's down the road? What do you think?
What's
up for you?
I'm getting close to releasing my single, and I've got some things. I'm just getting close to releasing the single and the album, and I'm also traveling and touring with Avon right now. They're doing a world tour and gonna go to Warsaw in about a couple of weeks. So
no way.
Bad.
Have you ever been to Warsaw?
I've never been to Warsaw. So.
Are you like catching up on your Russian right now? Or no, it's Polish.
It's
right?
Polish, yeah.
Wow, my geography is like gone.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a... Yeah, it's an exciting journey. You know, we've already done Istanbul and the UK and Mexico City last week, so...
What's been your favorite place so far?
Istanbul. Istanbul is just magical.
Different?
Yes, it's very magical.
It is awesome. What about you, Andreas?
Well, I'm just going to continue working, doing the work that I'm doing and enjoying it, and then... hopefully this auction will raise a lot of money, and it's raising a lot of awareness already, because all of our friends that are artists and stuff are, you know, learning about it through it. So, you know, we're just praying that the auction goes really well and raises a lot of funds for those two organizations.
That is awesome. We will continue to pray for you and support you in that cause, and sounds so awesome what you're doing, and for you too, Judith. I mean, continue to pray for you, but just continue doing what you're doing. It sounds really awesome. And John and I watched a few episodes of the regular show.
Sweet.
And it was
it's funny. Watch it. I recommend anybody watch it.
Hilarious. It's really funny.
Fun to work on.
It's really inspiring having our age group of people around us that are actually doing it. It's. I just want to say thank you both for being in here, because it gives us something
to
inspire to do. So
yeah.
And
yeah.
Again. This is KKLA 99.5. You're listening to the Exposed section of Worship Factory. Go on to worshipfactory.net. Get connected. Shoot us a message, an email.
Yeah, send us suggestions. Exposed@worshipfactory.net. Send us emails, please.
Just bug us. I won't reply to them, but she will. I just don't type. It's just not my thing. We all have our things in life, and that's just not one of them.
I'm a geek, so please, all the geeks, come and talk to me.
All right, so we will see you guys next week. Thank you very much.
You take care.
Wow, Rod, what a wonderful Judith Hill from This Is It with Michael Jackson. I mean, the artist that we've been able to have in this, God has blessed us with in the studio, has just been unbelievable.
Yeah, and some of these segments, I really wish we had a video camera. And, you know, radio is wonderful, but these guests and being with them, there's something special being here live with them. It's really neat.
If you missed it, go online, check it out, worshipfactory.net. Get connected, get online, check out Judith Hill and the other guests that have been on this great show that God has called us to. Again, this is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening.